White Rose, the name given to a circle of students of the opposition and friends. From summer of 1942 to February 1943, appealing to the German people to resist the Nazi regime. Its members wrote and distributed a total of 6 leaflets that were manually reproduced. They further distributed leaflets during the night in the streets, and with green and black paint on buildings in Munich city center, wrote slogans such as "Down with Hitler" or "Freedom." When asked by the Gestapo on February 20th, 1943, why he had called the first 4 leaflets "Leaflets of the White Rose," Hans Scholl answered just 2 days after his arrest.
"The name White Rose was chosen arbitrarily. I assume that effective propaganda needs well-defined terminology, which in itself doesn't need to say much, but sound good, and still stands for a program."
The best-known members of this group of fellow students and friends at Munich University are the siblings Hans and Sophie Scholl. However, their friends Alexander Schmorell, Christoph Probst, Willy Graf, or Professor Kurt Huber played major roles as well. The first leaflet campaign was realized within only 16 days by fellow medical students Alexander Schmorell and Hans Scholl during early summer of 1942. Their resistance campaign was interrupted by their draft to the Eastern Front, where, as paramedics, they tended wounded German soldiers. The photograph on the panel shows Hans and Sophie Scholl, as well as Christoph Probst, bidding farewell at the Munich East train station at the end of July 1942. It was taken by Jürgen Wittenstein, also sent to serve on the Eastern Front. After their return from the Soviet Union in November, the students continued their resistance activities. By now they were backed by more than 50 supporters in other German cities, such as Ulm, Stuttgart, Saarbrücken, Hamburg, or Berlin. This outer circle of the White Rose not only supplied envelopes and stamps for dispatch, but duplicated and distributed leaflets as well. By following these actions, they risked lengthy prison sentences or even death penalty. On February 18, 1943, the Scholl siblings were arrested inside the university's atrium and the group dismantled by the Gestapo. 6 students and 1 professor were sentenced to death by the People's Court. Other members received long-term prison sentences.
The White Rose members shared a great interest in art, music, and literature. Additionally, they intensively engaged in philosophical and religious matters. They all joined in the search for freedom, intellectual independence, and the ability of building one's own critical opinion. The awareness of the obligation to act, as a Christian, in order not to become responsible yourself for the war and crimes of the National Socialists, was a core theme of their resistance. Today, the White Rose is one of the best-known German resistance groups.